Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 2nd. You'll be interested to know, 160 years ago, today, in 1865, Confederate troops evacuated Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Confederate States of America, due to the advancing Union forces during the American Civil War, marking a significant turning point in the conflict and leading to the eventual Union victory in the war. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking choppy this morning with 6 to 9 foot sets rolling in. Waves hold around 6 to 8 feet throughout the morning, providing challenging conditions. Expect the winds to remain onshore at 24 mile per hour, creating a bit of a mess on the surface as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 2 p.m. with the 3 foot high tide, when the west swell is 7 feet at 8 seconds, and the onshore wind is 12 mile per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be minus a half foot at 7:15 a.m., with a 3 foot high tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will feature choppy conditions with persistent 10 to 15 mile per hour onshore winds, especially noticeable during afternoons. Morning sessions offer brief periods of cleaner surf, but the waves will remain knee-to-waist high, occasionally reaching thigh-high on Saturday. Expect winds to shift slightly, maintaining choppiness and impacting overall surf quality as the days progress. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 47 degrees with 32 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:12 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:33. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Wednesday with temperatures reaching up to 58 and a brisk west wind blowing at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting higher. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain after 5 in the morning, a low around 52, and lighter winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers Thursday before 5 p.m., then mostly sunny skies with a high near 57. The following days will be sunny, with highs reaching 64. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in San Diego, NASA remains unfazed by recent SpaceX rocket failures, despite two Starship explosions this year. Astronaut Stanley Love, along with NASA officials, assured the public that the upcoming Artemis missions are on track. Artemis II, set for early 2026, will be the first manned lunar mission since 1972. Love emphasized NASA's careful approach to vehicle development, contrasting it with SpaceX's hardware-rich strategy. Artemis II recovery director Lily Villarreal echoed his sentiments, stating, "I am not worried at all." Meanwhile, astronaut Denise Verenham prepares for her first mission, showcasing the ongoing dedication to lunar exploration. Now on to sports. Raffy Devers is making unfortunate history for the Boston Red Sox, starting the season with a grim 0-for-19 stint at the plate. As the team faced the Baltimore Orioles, Devers struck out 3 more times, surpassing the record for most strikeouts in the first five games of a season. Despite previously being a strong hitter, Devers has struggled since being moved to designated hitter after the signing of Alex Bregman. Team manager Alex Cora remains optimistic, emphasizing that Devers will eventually find his rhythm, stating, "It's just a matter of when." In local sports, last night at Petco, the Friars dominated the Guardians 7-0. Merrill blasted a fourth-inning homer, while Tatis Jr.'s sack fly in the fifth added to the score. Michael King was brilliant, striking out 11 over five innings to seal the win, while Allen took the loss for Cleveland. Bogaerts also shone with two runs. This victory keeps the Padres' record perfect at 6-0, and the excitement in San Diego is palpable as the team continues its strong start. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars see the Guardians again at Petco Park at 1:10. Dylan Cease, with a 1.38 ERA, faces off against Ben Lively. In hockey, the Kings dominated the Winnipeg Jets with a commanding 4-1 victory in the City of Angels. Anze Kopitar, Adrian Kempe, and Andrei Kuzmenko each netted a goal. Darcy Kuemper's impressive 18 saves sealed the win. The Kings now boast a 42-23-9 record. Tomorrow night, the Kings face the Utah Hockey Club at the Delta Center. The Lakers were off last night, but tomorrow night, they return to action with a record of 46-29, sitting in first place. They face the Golden State Warriors, who are in second place with a record of 43-31. Both teams are riding a two-game winning streak. Tip-off is at 7. In top news, Chinese companies are investing billions of dollars in Mexican factories to produce goods for the American market, benefiting from tariff-free shipping under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Su Exiong moved to Mexico to work for Jillian Engineering, which builds factories quickly. However, the trade deficit with Mexico has increased significantly, raising concerns for the Trump administration. Tariffs on imports could drastically increase costs for American manufacturers, while analysts warn that these tariffs may ultimately hurt the U.S. job market. Despite challenges, the Chinese-Mexican industrial connection remains strong, creating jobs and driving economic growth in Mexico. In business news, in a competitive battle for Apple's credit card, Visa has proposed a payment of roughly $100 million to secure the deal. This comes as Goldman Sachs, the current issuer, plans to exit the consumer lending market. Other major banks, including JPMorgan Chase and Synchrony Financial, are also in contention. The chosen network will play a crucial role in Apple's payment ecosystem, which is becoming central to consumer financial habits. With approximately $20 billion in balances, the Apple credit card represents a significant opportunity for whoever wins the bid. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2%. To about $85,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $1,900. And Goetzius Maximus is down 5% to 4 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's item tracking device, AirTag, debuted nearly 4 years ago, but has yet to see any hardware upgrades. Rumors indicate that an AirTag 2 was on the horizon, possibly launching this year. The current AirTag utilizes Apple's ultra-wideband U1 chip, allowing for precision finding within a range of 10 to 15 meters. However, the new model may incorporate the latest chip from the iPhone 15, extending this range to 60 meters. Additionally, Apple aims to enhance anti-stalking features. The expected release window is around May or June, potentially in time for the Worldwide Developers Conference in 2025. Entertainment news. April brings a captivating lineup of movies and television shows, showcasing talent from Steven Soderbergh to Mark Rylance. Soderbergh's Black Bag explores the secretive lives of spies, while Wolf Hall, The Mirror and the Light features Rylance as the calculating Thomas Cromwell. On Netflix, Adolescence delves into the chaos of a family facing unexpected turmoil. Mid-Century Modern offers a comedic spin on life in Palm Springs, and Mobland stars Tom Hardy in a gritty tale of gangland loyalty. The month promises a diverse array of compelling stories worth watching. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Roman philosopher and emperor, Marcus Aurelius. And he said, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.